www.thebaseball.com.
Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church, invites you to worship with them 9:30 a.m. Sunday for Bible study, 10:45 a.m. Sunday expository preaching of God's Word, 7 p.m. Sunday expository preaching of God's Word, 7 p.m. Wednesday Bible Q&A with fellowship meal. They're located at 12021 Old St. Augustine Road in the heart of Mandarin, just 1 mile south of I-295.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to the show today. You're listening to The Inside Track with the Duval GOP. I'm Karen Morton, chairman of the Republican Party here in Jacksonville, Duval. And I have with me John Kraft, who is the secretary of Duval GOP.
Good afternoon.
And Velvet Voice himself, Roger Henderson.
I have no credentials.
WBOB extraordinaire.
Other than Karen likes how my voice sounds after 9 hours.
I love how your voice changed. and I love the new fuzzy look on your face there.
Well, that started. Why are we
I know, you've
this?
Had it for a little while, but it's getting fuzzy.
All right, let me give people the backstory. I'm growing a beard.
Yes.
All right. Don't really like beards. My wife has been, you know, hassling me about, yeah, I'll get a beard. I got lazy a few weeks ago and, you know, went the weekend. And I said, you know, let me let it grow for a while. I usually do that for about a few weeks every year. And she starts complimenting me and this, that, and the other. I said, I ought to show you. I'm going to grow this out like Duck Dynasty.
It looks good.
She said,
I don't know about the Duck Dynasty.
She said, I dare you. Okay.
Ooh.
Well, it's on right now. And then all the ladies here at the station are saying, you should grow that. It looks great.
It looks good.
Here we are.
What is that little gray? Is it gray?
Yeah. The stress that I have to go through on a daily basis.
Fair enough. But
do you have to deal with us once a week, but you got to deal with Ed Dean 5 days a week. That is stress.
It is busy in the morning. You know, honestly, to be frank with you.
That was, you know, he got out of that one.
I'm just being frank. Honestly, in the mornings, it's a lot more stressful than now. Mm-hmm. Now I'm in this talk studio with you.
Yeah.
All thing we have to do is engage in conversation.
Right.
When I'm on the air with Ed Dean, I'm interacting with him as a co-host.
Right.
I'm screening all the calls.
Right.
I'm doing weather and traffic, not just for WBOB, but six other radio stations all at the same time. And then he'll ask a question just when I got through talking about a wreck on the Buckman Bridge. I didn't hear the question. I say, well, you know what? I think that's some valid
point. Yeah, sure, Ed. Yeah, that's exactly.
And then he'll slam me and say, okay, thanks for the detail. I didn't hear the question.
Exactly. See, this is why when I, not only do I call you Velvet Voice, but when I say WBOB extraordinaire.
Mm-hmm.
I truly do mean that because I know exactly what you're doing in the mornings, and you are quite amazing. And
well,
the studio,
you.
WBOB, I don't know what they would do without you because you really do a lot around here. So,
well, thank you very much.
And highly informed and highly. Well, you're just a wonderful guy. I mean, you actually literally stay here an extra hour in order to sit in on the Inside Track with us. So.
Couple, actually.
Yeah. Yeah. So truly, truly a dedicated man.
If your
man.
Program started, it wanted to be an extra hour. But it's all good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I do it for America.
It's all good.
It's for the country.
There you go. There you go. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today is we have some work to do here in Duval County for the state of Florida and for the country. We really do. It is amazing. I know all of you, everybody listening, was watching the results, watching the returns come in Tuesday night. Very, very exciting night. A little bit interesting for sure, but very exciting night. And obviously, Rick Scott is our nominee for the U.S. Senate. That's probably not a big surprise. But then beyond that, we got Ron DeSantis as our nominee for governor, and people were thrilled about that. I know here in Duval County, Ron DeSantis, the vote was actually 2-1 for Ron over Adam Putnam. And Adam Putnam is a good man, and we certainly wish him well, and we thank him for the services that he has provided as commissioner of the agriculture. Ron DeSantis took a very, very decisive lead here in Duval and across the state, and it was an interesting race. So he is he's running for governor. We have 67 days from today. 67 days. That's not a lot of time. And yet, we are running against a Democrat who was nominated on Tuesday night, Andrew Gillum. Now, Andrew, we're going to talk about him. And everybody was saying, wow, you know, like this was a gift. Everybody thought that Gwen Graham was going to take that nomination. That didn't happen. A lot of people were surprised. And a lot of people said, oh, yay, it's a good thing we can beat Andrew Gillum. Not a problem.
Be very careful with that statement.
Very, very,
very careful.
Very careful.
I immediately started doing research on Mr. Gillum.
Yes, sir.
And I will speak well of him on one item.
Okay.
On the front of his webpage, he has a picture of him and his family. He's obviously a very devoted family man. He's a wife, I believe two sons and a daughter.
Yeah.
So
I believe that's
family,
right.
family, fantastic.
Yep.
I give him credit for that. But then I started looking at his politics, and Mr. Gillum is far left of Bernie Sanders.
Yes.
He is could be the poster child for the Socialist Party. As far as his politics go.
Mm-hmm.
I was reading through different things. He says in his website that he can finally confront the challenges we've shrunk from over the past 20 years. Rebuilding our economy was one of them.
Does that sound familiar to you?
It does, but looking at Rick Scott, rebuilding
what economy?
We've had a real barnstorm of an economy here compared to the other states, and suddenly he's going to rebuild the economy. By the way, he does support the legalization of marijuana, not medical. He wants to legalize marijuana and tax it.
Okay. John has done some extensive research on Andrew Gillum. And we're going to kind of go through this, not that we want Andrew Gillum to get any kind of special recognition around here, but because it is extremely important that everybody listening has an opportunity to understand exactly what we're up against. And I don't want you to fall for this line about, oh my gosh, this is going to be so easy. I mean, we got Ron DeSantis with all the momentum and all the support from the Trump from the White House and all of the groundswell that elected President Trump in the first place, and we're running against a nutcase who's supported by Soros. Yeah, exactly. He's supported by Soros, and he's just like Bernie Sanders. Exactly. He is even more Bernie Sanders than Bernie Sanders could ever hope to be. This guy is dangerous. And if we don't get out and do something about it, and we do not, every single one of us listening to this station, I know we got good Republicans, good conservatives, good grassroots people listening to this show, but if we don't do more than listen to this show and make some statements and things on Facebook, we are going to have a major, major problem. I want to make sure that you guys know how to call in because I want to hear from you. 904-222-TALK. That is 904-222-8255. So if you've got comments, questions, chime in, because this is incredibly important. So he wants open access to marijuana, no matter what, no matter who you are, no matter what age, which that worked out well for California and Colorado.
So he wants kids to use marijuana?
No age limit.
Hmm. We're talking about Mr. Gillum, right?
Right.
Supports the legalization of marijuana, and what he wants to do is tax it so that it would generate new pay for teachers and instructional staff. Pay increases.
Spending.
And this is coming right off his website now. I'm not trying to put words in his mouth.
Mm. Spending.
You're more than welcome.
We're talking about spending here. Now, do some of our teachers maybe need better raises?
Absolutely.
Maybe.
My wife was a teacher.
At least the good ones. But we're talking about spending. Folks, we're already at the end of our first segment, so we are going to be right back. Stay tuned, because we got a whole lot more to tell you.
Good news. You are not stuck with your healthcare plan. Really. You have a choice, and it's a great one. It's called MediShare, and if you've heard about it and wondered what exactly it is, it's a way that people share their healthcare bills, and these are people who have a common faith, who want to be part of something beautiful that not only meets their healthcare needs, but the needs of others, too. And it's people who love to save money, big time. MediShare members typically save $500 a month per family on their healthcare costs. That is a life changer for people. So this could be for you. Maybe it's what you've been looking for, a way to pay healthcare bills that's not only very smart financially, but it's even profound. MediShare is a nonprofit with 400,000 members nationwide who pray for and share with each other. So yes, you're not stuck. There's another way, and it could save you a lot. Find out more. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
The year was 1957, and two of the top movies that year were Bridge Over River Kwai and Old Yeller. And two of the top 10 TV shows were Gunsmoke and I've Got a Secret. 1957 was also the year that the Boger's family opened their shoe store on Park Street here in Jacksonville. Since then, Boger's Shoes has been providing orthopedic and diabetic shoes for thousands of customers in Northeast Florida. Boger Shoes specializes in extra wide width shoes, and they offer free evaluations and fittings by 3 board certified podiatrists on staff. With your doctor's prescription, they can custom make orthotics in their on-site lab. Boger Shoes also carries many popular brands like Birkenstock, For Your Soul by Rocky Brands, New Balance, Dansko, SAS, and Vionic, just to mention a few. Good old-fashioned customer service has been the key to Boger Shoes' success since 1957. Stop by 1014 Park Street in Five Points and experience the Boger Shoes difference. Boger Shoes, the answer for hurting feet.
My name is Amanda, and I am in the Life Builders Recovery Program at City Rescue Mission. I've allowed alcohol to take my career, my family, and my faith from me. I was also sexually abused and became depressed, even suicidal. It was those suicidal thoughts that became my wake-up call. I was referred to CRM by another facility that told me I needed a longer-term recovery program. A God-centered program and the counselors at CRM have given me the freedom and the willingness to open up. I no longer see myself as an alcoholic. I see myself as a child of God. I know that I am worthy of love and that I can do all things through Christ. After graduating from CRM, I want to work in the nonprofit field and be of service to others.
I'm Penny Kievit, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Okay, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to the Inside Track with the Duval GOP, and we are on WBOB AM 600 FM 101.1, joined by John Kraft, Secretary of the Duval GOP, and WBOB's own Roger Henderson is with us in the studio today. We were talking about Andrew Gillum, who is going to be running against Ron DeSantis for governor. And we want to go through some of these things that, according to his own statements and his own website, we want you to know exactly where he stands and what we're up against here, because a lot of people are looking at him just like Obama. Roger, weren't you saying this? Man on the street.
Yeah, I did exit polling interviews at 3 of the polling sites on election day.
Tuesday night. Okay.
Right. And I just went up to people after they'd voted behind the 100-foot line and asked them who they voted for. So obviously you don't know who's a Democrat, who's a Republican.
Right.
Of all the Democrats who said they voted, not a single one voted for anyone other than Andrew Gillum. And there were a lot of them, and they were very enthusiastic. And many of them were like wanting to talk to me. When they saw me talking with other people, they were like, you know, I want to go next. Whereas the Republicans, I'm not interested in talking to you right now. Thanks anyway.
they don't like to talk to the media.
So I didn't see very much. I interpreted that as voter enthusiasm, and I didn't see very much enthusiasm on the Republican side. But whatever word I want to use, I'm tired.
Lots
of enthusiasm for the Democrats, specifically for Andrew Gillum. And because, you know, they didn't know when it was going to run. They thought it was an opportunity to, you know, get some free exposure for their candidate while the election was going on, whether Republicans could care less, at least most of them. So that's what I'm thinking. Don't take this guy, you know, take him seriously, because he's you know, who thought he would have won? And all the polling data said he was in third place, maybe second, and he ended up defeating everyone on the Democrat side.
I wonder how much of the enthusiasm was generated because of he looks like me. Instead of peeling back the layers of this onion and really analyzing what he truly is.
I think that's a false assumption.
Okay.
Because, yes, there were African Americans and young people who were supporting, but there were also people of other races. There was an Hispanic lady who she said she just wanted to have change. She was tired of the status quo and wanted to have change. And she was a middle-aged Hispanic lady. There was some younger white people who wanted to talk with me, mm-hmm. including a white female who was apparently in her 20s. And she said she wanted to see more action taken on behalf of people who are, you know, not as well off, and, you know, the whole bleeding heart type of
the whole millennial, right.
So it was not like, okay, all the black people want to vote for the black guy. I don't think that was it.
Okay, so it's more the social injustice.
The social warrior kind of deal.
There was some of that. Yeah. There was also people who just wanted something different, and of course there were those who were, you know, what we call often identity politics. A little bit of all of that.
Yeah, okay. And I got to tell you, folks, I mean, we've been watching. We have an issue with Republicans. Republicans, I know. I mean, everybody says, "Hey, we're busy. We work. We own businesses. We do this. We do that. And we have families. And we only have so much time to get out and volunteer." I got to tell you, the Democrats have been paying big bucks to have people go out and walk for them. They have been bringing people in from other parts of the country in Washington, D.C., and have, you know, temporarily moved them here to do massive amounts of grassroots knocking on doors and voter registration and getting people out, especially for Andrew Gillum. And so and this ain't going away in the next 67 days.
Right. Now, one of the I also looked at who had endorsed Mr. Gillum during all of this time.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of far left groups. One of those was the Progressive Change Campaign Committee. And now this is the odd part.
Mm-hmm.
The Progressive Change Campaign Committee, mm-hmm. their main target is centrist Democrats. They're not happy with a Democrat that is a middle of the road, can be swayed one way or the other.
Right.
That's their target, because they want the further left group.
They want the socialists in power.
Right. And groups like, Collective PAC. Collective PAC was, their founder was big in the Ready for Hillary PAC.
Wow.
Color of Change PAC, which mm-hmm. is a subset of Act Blue,
mm-hmm.
the left. Democracy for Action was formed by Howard Dean years ago, and everything that I can find. And I'm not on a search just for the dirt in something. These are serious
organizations.
These are his words, his website. I haven't tried to modify the first thing in here. Mia Jones, mm-hmm. that is running for our tax collector.
Yes.
She has wonderfully endorsed Mr. Gillum, too.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, hey, make no mistake about it. This campaign, the next 67 days, is basically going to be the Republican, conservative, capitalism world that we know and want to foster versus socialism and communism. I mean, it says flat out that is the race.
Yeah, and I'm not sitting here trying to do a scare tactic.
People need to understand this, because people say, oh, well, it's such a great contrast. I mean, we've got the people who love the United States of America, and then compare it to a crazy left-wing socialist communist guy obviously we're going to win. You know what? You know how many young people there are out there right now who are getting involved, who are being pushed into involvement here in Duval County, who will actively be out there every day working to make sure that they push that vote for Andrew Gillum.
Mm-hmm.
This is the socialism. They want socialism to take over the United States of America, and they're going to make Florida this is going to be ground zero. If they can take Florida, a hugely conservative state, and flip it to socialism in the governor's mansion, dear God.
Oh, absolutely.
We have got to work.
And things that I've found about Mr. Gillum is opposed to charter schools.
Absolutely opposed.
And
it doesn't want anybody to have anything other than whatever the government decides to tell them.
And then, college, debt-free.
Of course.
And then he goes off and he panders to the folks, and maybe pandering is a too harsh a word, but to get the folks from Puerto Rico that have been displaced by the hurricane,
mm-hmm.
He's turned around and says, I want all Puerto Ricans to have 2 or 4 year free college. So he's out buying a vote.
He is trying to pander to the Puerto Ricans. What's happened? I get people tell me all the time, just so y'all know. I had people telling me, oh wow, they're continuing to register Puerto Ricans as Democrats. I can tell you for a fact, especially along the I-4 corridor, where you'll find southern Florida, the ones that are registering Democrat by and large are not the ones who have come here from Puerto Rico. They saw the damage. They saw what Rick Scott and Donald Trump did to rush in assistance and to continue to help them from that point till today. They saw it. They get it. And many of them are registering Republican. It's the ones who are moving down from the northern states. We got people coming in and moving down from Connecticut and New York and wherever. I mean, they're moving down here. Those are the ones who are coming down here and registering Democrat and skewing the registrations. We've got a couple of callers. First of all, we're going to take George. George, welcome to the show this afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. I've lived in a number of socialist countries. And I think one way for Republicans to win this election is a fact sheet.
Mm-hmm.
We talked already about this poll thing, and I'm working on that. I'm also working on a car. When I finish the car, I'll try to get that to you.
Okay.
But we need a fact sheet about the disasters within socialism. Venezuela is the best example
right now.
You can't get prescription drugs. People leaving the country have a $2. They had a $2 a year minimum wage, and the whole country was supported by the oil industry, and they destroyed it. And when we were in Europe, my son was born, and my wife almost died because under the socialist system, they didn't have any hemorrhagic medicine available.
Oh my gosh!
And the Secret Service agent, who's on Fox now, I can't remember his name right now, but he said that Europe is not socialist. It's an extremely, as far as a business, it's an extremely high-tax capitalist system with a very failed medical care system. Yeah. And a lot of these kids go over there and they come back and say, oh, it's so great. And people are living in these little tiny apartments, these driving clown cars, if they have a car, little tiny ones. And I think we need a list of those things to hand out and with references where you got the information for people to actually be jarred into understanding how bad it is under socialism, and it's been that way every socialist country.
You know, that's an excellent point, and I think that's a really, really good idea, and we can definitely work on getting that out there. If you've got information that you can send to us, feel free. It's email me at chairman@duvalgop.com. And we will we'll definitely follow up on that. Or give us a call. The phone number for Duval GOP is 904-396-4233. So, George, thank you so much for that call. Deborah, I know you're on the line, but if you can hold on, we're up against a hard break. So we're going to continue this conversation when we come back. Don't go away. This is an important show. Thank you.
Radio. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Tributes to the late Senator John McCain are being made during a memorial service at the North Phoenix Baptist Church today. It's about to wrap up at this hour. And then McCain's body will be headed to the airport and leaving once and for all his adopted home state as the body continues its trek to a number of ceremonies this week, including one here at the U.S. Capitol this week and burial this weekend. Veterans attending this week's 100th anniversary of the American Legion gathering in Minneapolis sharing their remembrances of the late Senator McCain, saying that it's not all that surprising that he often ran into some difficult battles with people, including President Trump, as he could be stubborn, but also, they insist, very forgiving and merciful. Former Vice President Joe Biden and Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Larry Fitzgerald were among the other speakers at the church service today. On Wall Street, the Dow right now struggling, down 140 points. This is SRN News.
It's time to find a new home through Home Finder Realty. Listing or buying a residential property or planning to build? Call Home Finder Realty. Home Finder Realty can't be beat on property management. Let them handle your problems. Get a quote from them because Robert McDonald promises they will get you the best price on property management, period. Home Finder Realty has a listing in Las Colinas near Intercoastal St. Augustine. 4 bedrooms, 3 baths with a lake view and home office. Resort-style amenities, only $296,000. Call Home Finder Realty at 241-5501. Or hfrjax.com.
Jacksonville Power Sports has slashed the price of their most prestigious Sea-Doo personal watercraft, the GTRX. This 230-horsepower beauty has all the power and luxury you could hope for, and now it's on sale for $1,000 off MSRP. You heard right. Jacksonville Power Sports is offering the Sea-Doo GTRX for $1,000 off the list price, and they'll throw in a free trailer while they last. Head on over to Jacksonville Power Sports and take advantage of this super sale now. Jacksonville Power Sports, your fun starts here. Visit jacksonvillepowersports.com.
For more than 25 years, the potential for health improvement is seen with each patient that walks through our door. Healthcare decisions don't have to be confusing. Make Island Doctors your medical practice. Island Doctors cares about their patients.
They got my blood pressure off the ceiling, my thyroid off the floor.
Call us today to schedule a tour of one of our locations near you and take a peek at our best wellness program. And welcome home.
1-877-434-4676.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Wednesday, September 5th, from 5 to 9 p.m., it's the first Wednesday Art Walk in Hemming Park in downtown Jacksonville. Wednesday, September 5th, from 6 to 9 p.m., it's Music by the Sea at the St. Johns County Pier Pavilion at St. Augustine Beach. And Saturday, September 8th, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our safety. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tune in to AM 600 every Saturday morning for the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, sponsored by Frontline Insurance. Find out where those fish are, what they're biting, and how to get them in the boat. Get the latest fishing info on tides, weather, and new products, and much more from the Sultan of the St. John's, Captain Vic Tyson. Start your weekend right. Tune in to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, Saturday mornings from 6 till 8, right here on AM 600 WBOB. Listen online or get the podcast at WBOB.com.
Okay, everybody, welcome back to the Inside Track with the Duval GOP. You do it every time. Roger is always throwing something out.
Yeah, makes a
right
makes,
before we go back.
Makes
on
a funny just as I we.
I want to keep you on your toes, Karen.
You do. You do quite well.
That'll do it. Welcome back.
What's the most important aspect? Ask me. What's the most important aspect of comedy? Comedy.
What's the
timing?
Timing. Oh, I didn't. I'm sorry. I didn't know that we should add comedy to your resume. But okay. We should actually. We had Deborah hanging on during the break, and so I want to get to her. Deborah, welcome to the show this afternoon.
Well, thank you for having me. And to follow up with George, I have been very blessed to have visited 45 countries in this world, some of them more than others, like South Africa, nine times, Australia, New Zealand, Japan. I can go through all over Europe. Yesterday, I actually got a card from a friend of mine in Canada, and she said her country is going to hell in a handbasket, and the whole world's going crazy. But to the point is, we are the last Sebastian of freedom and hope in this world. And if we want to end up like the other countries, and it's going to be it. They don't understand what's coming. You talk about Venezuela. Let's talk about Argentina. There is no middle class in Argentina. Matter of fact, the blacks should know there are no blacks in Argentina either. They're in Brazil. South Africa, they were probably the closest to us as far as freedom. They're about collapsing over there.
Yeah.
Europe, you are told when the refugees come in, you will put them in your home. You will put them in the hotels. You will put them in the hospitals. Why don't you talk to somebody from the Ukraine, how they lived in one little room with their parents, their grandparents, and their children. They don't understand the freedom and why people want to get here. And you're right. You better look at the carbs that are down here. And I've been talking about this for the last 3 or 4 years. Look at the ones from Connecticut, Illinois, California. They're here. And, yes, we are the target zone.
Exactly. We are. And, Deborah, thank you so much because those are really, really good points. We are the target. And we are the shining light. We are the... We are liberty in this world.
This is probably going to be the most closely watched state race in the entire country.
It absolutely will be.
And in fact, we're anticipating lots of money and volunteers coming into Florida all over the country to be involved in the Florida election this year, because it's that critical for not just Florida, but for the entire country.
Right, right. And you know, I'm Deborah and George both have very, very good points. If there was, we have allowed over the last 50, 60 years, we have allowed our public education system to become so corrupted and so infiltrated by the left and by a very truly socialistic, communistic effort that was put into place many, many decades ago. We have allowed them to take our education to a point where our young people have no clue what the Constitution is, what it means. They have, quote, studied the Constitution by reading a few paragraphs that paraphrase certain sections of it. They have not seen the actual Constitution nor read the actual words in it or the actual Declaration of Independence. They do not understand what socialism is. They think it's just a good social thing and we're all the same. Wow, that's wonderful. Yeah, utopia is a wonderful thing, but socialism is not that.
Social media and social politics and socialism is not the same?
You know what? I know that's a shocker. I know it is. But yeah, no, I mean, these young people... they have not a clue, not a clue. And it's our fault. But I don't know how to fix it in the next 67 days. We're not going to be able to fix that perception. We have to get our voters out.
Right.
I've got Mike on the line. Mike, you had a ballot question. What's up, Mike?
Yes. I don't know if how many of your listeners are aware of this, but the amendments to the Constitution on the ballot in November, they're being challenged in court.
Yes.
One of the plaintiffs is a League of Women Voters, and last week a judge in Tallahassee threw out Amendment 8.
Yes.
And all of them are being challenged, and the Florida Supreme Court said they will hear the case. So the main issue is, according to the Florida Constitution, if you're going to amend the Constitution with a ballot referendum, it can only be one topic. And what they did is they put three or four different issues into one amendment referendum on the ballot. And just my opinion, at this late in the game, anything with more than one issue, vote no.
Well, and thank you for the call. You are absolutely correct on the fact that they did indeed.
One of the major ones was indoor vaping and offshore drilling.
All
now, if those
one.
Two can't be further apart, but
well,
they
actually,
were in the same amendment.
I heard what their official, the official reason that they put those two together, because they both have to do with the environment.
Without a doubt.
That was my indoor environment. The official reason. George, I know what you're saying. And we'll see how the court challenges come up.
But one more thing. I mean, the governor has oversight on this commission, on this Constitutional Revision Commission.
No, he does not.
He managed to appoint several members, but that was it.
But that's it. It is its own animal, and it happens every 20 years. And they have actually an incredible amount of leeway above and beyond what we would normally do in passing legislation through the legislature here in Florida. So it's a different animal.
They're moving any amendment that's got more than one, it deals with more than one issue. They're trying to get that struck down, and it's getting kind of late in the game for that.
Well, but they are going to hear it beforehand, and it's kind of a shame in some of the. I mean, it was a shame that they put them out that way. It really was, because there's a couple of things that would have been really, really good, like Marcy's Law, for example, where we wanted the victims and the victim families of violent crime to have the same rights as the perpetrators. That should be a no-brainer, and it's something that we desperately need, and that's something that I could definitely get behind. But yeah, they stuck it in with a bunch of other stuff.
Right.
So
that's a legislative trick that's been going on for a long time. They'll get a bill and then they'll just attach. The Washington's been doing that for years.
Oh, sure.
They'll write a bill and put 50 amendments on. It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, it is. Thanks. You're right. And thank you so much for the call, because that's a really, really good point. We'll have to see how these challenges come out. Supreme Court is going to be reviewing them prior to the ballot, so we'll see what happens. At this point, I don't have a clue what's going to happen.
Like Mike said, that's a fairly common trick in Washington,
right?
Where you'll put different topics in a bill,
right,
and then try to get compromise amongst your compatriots,
right?
That if you'll vote for this, I'll vote for your little pet project.
Right.
Well, what they're trying to do is turn the American public, the voter, into a politician. Give me an up or down on every one of your ideas. Don't spin that and give us two disparate choices.
Right.
And just say, do you like indoor vaping? Yes or no. Do you want offshore drilling? Yes or no. Do you want the speed limit to be 95 on 95? Yes or no.
Right.
It's terribly unfair to mix those up.
Totally agree. I know there were a lot of people who were just incensed with the way that things came out of the CRC this time around, but the decision was made, so we'll see what happens. I don't know, we'll see. We'll keep you informed when there's a decision made. I want to let people know, when we come back, I want to Three issues about Andrew Gillum that I want to make sure that we cover. A, he is in favor of creating sanctuary cities throughout Florida. B,
absolutely.
Now, for those who don't know, what is a sanctuary city?
Sanctuary city is where illegal aliens are given sanctuary, and they don't allow local or federal agents to, quote, turn them in to federal authorities to let them know that they're illegals.
Now, federal law enforcement can still take them and deport them, but but they don't get the cooperation from the local sheriff's
office.
That's
correct. They get nothing. Wait, we only got 2 minutes, so hold on. We're gonna talk about this. But gun control. They absolutely want additional gun control. And third, they're going to find ways to raise taxes. Some of them have been, little specific. Some of them will be surprises. Raise taxes so they can increase spending.
Would that include possibly a state income tax?
It could possibly. But that has not come out yet. I can't imagine that they would make that. Well, who knows? Because I wouldn't imagine. 10 years ago, who would have thought that somebody in Florida would be running on the basis of, hey, we need sanctuary cities. They want to turn us into Venezuela. They want to turn us into California. That's what they want.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I cannot say enough how important it is that everybody listening to this call needs to help somehow. And not just by listening to the radio and not just by being on Facebook. We need help. We need phone calls. We need canvassing. We need people to work in the offices. We need people to put out signs. We need all kinds of help. If you go to DuvalGOP.com, DuvalGOP.com, there's a volunteer button. Hit it. We'll be right back.
When our health insurance renewal notice arrived last fall, my wife and I made the decision to drop our plan. With the monthly premiums and deductible, we'd have to pay $30,000 just to use it. So we did our homework and switched to MediShare. The cost savings are incredible, over $500 a month, and we don't have to pay for services we don't need or don't agree with. Then, out of the blue, she had to have emergency surgery. Scary stuff. $150,000 in hospital bills, and MediShare members took care of everything. All we paid was our small portion. I'm a doctor who's been in healthcare for 20 years, and this is one of the most impressive programs I've ever seen. Thank God she's fully recovered, and now we're telling everyone about MediShare.
Call 877-64-BIBLE to find out how much you can save on your healthcare. MediShare. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? We're happy to inform you that there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. It's a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. You choose your doctor and hospital, starting at $199 a month for a single, up to $529 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all kids. For more info, visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
WBOB tackles the issues.
When I look at some of these mass shootings that have happened in the past, a lot of these teachers had to sacrifice themselves to protect their students. Well, why not put them in the best position to fight back?
Every day.
Federal district judge in California expanded the ruling to say that even accompanied children can't be held for more than 20 days. I don't see how they can unless Congress gets its act together and passes legislation.
WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
Hey, everybody. We're in the last segment of the Inside Track with the Duval GOP, and we were talking during the break, and it's something that I often neglect to do, but I need to, and that is raising money so that we can do all the things that need to be done, getting out all this information, putting out a fact sheet, getting out information about our candidates, so on and so forth. We always talk about how George Soros, he's pouring in hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars to work against us. And it is true that an army of people who can donate $25, $50 to the cause, when we get enough people into the system, if every single person listening to this radio show right now could donate a small amount, no matter how much it is, $5, $25, $50, $100. If you could do that, we would have an incredible amount of funds available to us to do all of the things that we need to do.
We just finished a mailer, right. and the printing cost of that mailer, the printer does not work for free.
And the
post office is uncaring when they come to get their money to handle that piece.
Right.
So every piece of mail, every time we run our printer, or our copier. It costs money, right. Everything in the world. But as Republicans generally were bashful about saying, by the way, can you donate?
Right. Exactly. It's true.
It's not in our nature to go out and fundraise.
And I did it. And people will tell me, well, you know, just advertise on Facebook.
Yeah, right.
Well, first of all, that doesn't catch everybody that we need to catch by a long shot. And second, that's not free either. It isn't. Advertising on social media is not free. Doing digital advertising online is not free. And so we need your help. We desperately need your help. We always do. But this is an incredibly important election. If you can go to DuvalGOP.com, there is a place to donate. There is a place to volunteer. There is a place to get involved. We keep you informed of the various events that are coming up. I wanted to mention to you, we do have this coming Saturday on September 1st, two things going on in Mandarin. First of all, the regular monthly meeting of the Mandarin Republican Club is this Saturday, 10 a.m., and they meet at the Golden Corral on San Jose Boulevard, just south of I-295. The special speaker this time is from the Justice Coalition, Director Michael Lyles. And actually, I think he was there to talk about Amendment 8 with the Marcy's Law included in it. And so he's still going to be talking about that. If indeed that amendment is struck down in court, then I know that they will continue to try and bring it to the legislature, certainly in this next session. So that will be a very, very interesting meeting, 10 a.m. Golden Corral. But also this morning, Saturday morning, at 9:30 and 10, we will be meeting at our San Jose or a Mandarin area a GOP office. This is at 10111 San Jose Boulevard. 10111 San Jose Boulevard. We're going to meet between 9:30 and 10. And we're going to get everybody set up for walk lists, and we're going to go out and canvass neighborhoods and start getting our votes lined up here. So we need your help. We will be walking every single weekend from now till Election Day. 67 days, that's only 9 weekends. Yeah. That's all we've got.
You talked about money earlier, Karen, you and John were, and is there a limit? I thought there were like restrictions on the amount of money people can give.
There is Republican Party.
So the party is limited. The candidates are, unless it's a super.
Correct.
How does that work?
Yes, the candidates have limitations based on the type of office that they're running for. The local races, the state races, and the federal races, they have various amounts of limitations on them. The county parties do not. So if anybody out there is just dying to get rid of $50,000, let me know. They're lining up.
Let me interject one thing here, though. As valuable as money is, mm-hmm. in this coming mm-hmm. election, mm-hmm. the most valuable thing that you can donate to yourselves and to the country is your vote.
That is correct. And your time and effort.
But that vote is number one.
It is number one. But that does not, for any able-bodied person, that does not take away the need to find a way to do more than just listen to the radio and be on Facebook. We need help. We need people out there. And you can, if you can't walk, and I totally understand that. Last time I did canvassing, I got about four blocks, and then somebody had to go get the car and pick me up because my hip was going. But I get it. If you can't walk, you can't walk. But there are other things to do.
The first time I did that was knocking on doors for a candidate in 1992. I was young, healthy, and could really put in the hours and right. really felt great. Time has taken its toll.
yes indeed. I used to go out and walk. We'd walk from 8 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night. Yep. It didn't matter. Yep. But that's the and we need young people who can still do that. We do. I mean, if you can't walk and you say, hey, I can make some phone calls, we can bring you in to phone banking, or we can set it up so that you can call from your own home. It's not that now it's easy.
And
that
donation we spoke about mm-hmm. Earlier also funds coffee, donuts, for these youngsters that are
pizza,
out there.
Pizza, water.
It funds those items for those folks that, right. that get out there and do knock on
it
doors.
It covers anything and everything, including paying for the electric bill for the buildings for the offices that we have. So again, if you can help in any way or in many ways, you will have my undying gratitude because this is so important. The people here in the Republican Party, we don't get paid. I mean, we are volunteers. I know John is looking at me like, I'm not getting a check at the end of this.
What?
Okay.
But I was promised.
Yeah, well, yeah, 50, really?
I was promised $15 an hour, wasn't yeah. it?
Oh, I'm sorry. Were you talking to the Democrats? Because because they are paying that. We don't get paid. This is something that John and I and so many of our volunteers and our officers, and we're passionate about it because this is it. This is our country, and we're not going to give it up without a fight. We have to turn things around. Certainly, 2 years ago when we elected Donald Trump to the White House, it saved this nation. It truly saved this nation.
Mm-hmm.
And we cannot just say, okay, well, it's saved. It's not saved yet. We're working on it. He's turning things around, but there are so many other moving parts, and there are 50 individual states, and they are trying to get a foothold in Florida, and we cannot let that happen. We just simply cannot let that happen. So I beg you, we need help. We make your contributions. Come and help us. And do what you can. Do what you can. But we need to be out there, and we need to be active, and we're going to be out there, and we are going to win, but I need help doing it. And it's just so incredibly important. Again, we were talking about the major opponent to Ron DeSantis, but we also have all the other races to run. We were very fortunate. We have an excellent slate of candidates coming up. In addition to the governor, we've got Ashley Moody. Yes, who's our nominee for attorney general. She's amazing. A wonderful woman, and despite anything that you may have heard during the primaries about how she wasn't conservative or she sued Donald Trump, all this stuff, nonsense, absolute nonsense. Not true, not true, not true. She's an amazing candidate. We all need to get behind her. She's going to be a great, great person to take over for Pam Bondi. We have Matt Caldwell, who is our nominee for the Department of Agriculture, an excellent, excellent guy.
And some folks will question, why haven't we heard of these names before? Why didn't we hear about all of these good people before?
Hey, they were on the radio with us.
Well, besides that, they were in the primary.
Yeah.
And we couldn't touch that if we had to.
We could put them all out here.
Put them out there, but we couldn't endorse. We right. couldn't act as if there was any favoritism toward anyone.
Right.
But that now that the primary is finished, there are our candidates.
Right.
We can push for them.
We had some excellent results here in Duval County. We've got three of our four Republicans who are running for school board who are in the runoffs in November. The State House 15 race, which had three good Republicans running. The winner of that for the nomination is Wyman Duggan. A great job for all those candidates, but Wyman Duggan is the one who came up on top on that one. We've got good people that are running. We have to support them. I don't know what else to say except for we're just about out of time. Again, go to DuvalGOP.com, volunteer, donate. If you have any questions, the phone number is 904-396-4233.